Welcome to the Disrupting Obesity Podcast. I'm Charlotte Skanes, and I'll be sharing ways to regain control over your body and lose an extreme amount of weight naturally. Being fat is about so much more than just the food. It's about your relationship with food. That means that dealing with your weight is about more than just the food too. You have to change that relationship. You have to start disrupting obesity. I don't talk about this. I haven't yet. It makes me a little uncomfortable, but I feel like I need to address it because more of you are reaching out and it's getting harder to reply as quickly as I'd like. And I'm proud of what I've done. I've worked incredibly hard to get to this moment. For those of you who don't know, and that's almost all of you, I'm thinking like a solid 99% of you, I have a weight loss program, but I don't talk about it. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm also going to talk about it finally and let everybody in on it. But unless you're seriously hardcore and you've been rooting around on my website or you've been paying super close attention to these episodes, you likely have no idea what I'm talking about. And it isn't that I've been trying to hide it. I just can't keep up. But I'm hearing you. I hear you. And I know you want me to open more one-on-one coaching spots. And I can't tell you how badly I wish I could. But the one-on-one coaching model has a fatal flaw. There are only so many hours in a day and there are only so many of me. If I worked every hour I was awake, I still couldn't do it. If there were three of me working every hour we were awake, we couldn't do it. Plus, there's the whole, I have three boys under 11 and all of this, plus the recipes and the series I do over on Instagram and my YouTube. One-on-one is untenable because my time is limited, and it's untenable because of the program itself, which is something I've never really talked about publicly before. It's just been one of those things that if you know, you know, and I haven't really needed to talk about it. But in and of itself, the program is a problem because it's 53 weeks long, which means that there's even fewer available spots because it takes me so long to get you through it. So instead of filling those spots as they're becoming available and people have been cycling out of the program, I've completely stopped taking anybody new on. The waitlist still stands. If you're on it, don't panic. That hasn't changed. But you need a better solution. So I'm dancing as fast as I can to get one ready for you. I decided to take the program online so that it's available to more people and more accessible. That was always the plan, but I've moved things up by a few years, actually. I didn't have to look around to know that the diet industry is completely toxic and it doesn't really seem to be helping anybody. I knew it from experience, from years of frustration, from years of indignation after I lost my weight loss, just sitting on the sidelines and watching people get ripped off and left heartbroken after they'd been lied to about the most recent miracle weight loss solution. And I knew from go that what I'm trying to do is crazy. I know that. Believe me, it feels crazy. I'm up against a multi-billion dollar industry, and then you've got thousands and thousands of other people like me trying to do what I'm doing in a variety of different ways. Weight loss coaches are everywhere. And for every style of weight loss that you can think of, there are three, at least, that you haven't even considered. Like, sure, there are vegan weight loss coaches and weight loss coaches for peri and pre and postmenopausal women. There are coaches for intuitive eating and diabetics. But there are also weight loss coaches for women over 40 who only eat meat. Yeah, and for people losing weight after gaining it from only eating avocados, for people who work in a specific profession or industry, just name a niche and it's out there. But I didn't see myself. And when I was fat, it was lonely. Like, I mean, there wasn't anywhere near the percentage of people then who were as big as I was. And sure, there were other things that were more conventionally lonely. But just from a pure numbers standpoint, right? Like, the new BMI, the hyper obese classification, it didn't exist because there weren't enough people over 60% for one to be necessary. So it was lonely. I wasn't seeing a lot of people who looked like me, who were facing the same challenge as I was, or even just having to exist in a big body. After I got sick and I decided I had to do something to give back, to make my second chance worth something, I knew I was never going to know why this happened to me, but I could make it matter. I could use it for something good. And to do that, I needed to find a way to help people. So I asked myself what I was good at. What could I give back? What could I do? What was I good at, right? Well, I was good at losing weight, a lot of weight. And when I looked around, I saw a gap. I could see the landscape, right? I knew what was out there in the diet industry, what was being pushed on a commercial level and a cultural one. And I didn't see anything that would have made sense to me at 338 pounds. There wasn't anything that made sense to me at 137 pounds. I very vividly remember what it felt like to be 200 pounds overweight and terrified. And all I could see was bullshit products and bullshit advice that was only making things worse. All of it was just making things worse. And it's the cumulative effect of this stuff, because you try and you try and you try and nothing works, or works, you know, for very long or at all. And then you get discouraged and you blame yourself, and then you've got more weight to lose. And everywhere you look, there's just nothing but bullshit masquerading as solutions, and you feel like giving up. Why wouldn't you feel like giving up? So I looked around and I thought I could find a way to help. But I've known what I'm up against from the very, very beginning. It's crazy to try and invent your own weight loss program, but I did it. When I really got things started, the boys were 5, 3, and 2, and Sean was working 60 to 80 hour weeks. It was shift work, and no 2 weeks were ever the same. And it was very rare that 2 days in a row even were the same. So I turned into the mompreneur cliche, and I started working at night when the boys were asleep and Sean was at work. It took me 4 years to write the program, and it's 500,000 words just in the lessons. I did all that while taking every free course that could help me figure out social media and podcasting and all of this other stuff, so that there would be somebody to hear this episode when the time came. And it's here. But yeah, for 4 years, a couple of which were during COVID. So, just, you know, extra fun. I call that the 18 months the boys and I were locked in the house together. My youngest and I are high risk. So my guys didn't go back to school when they reopened here. And I was just generally pretty fearful. But for 4 years, I would put them to bed at like 7, 8 o'clock at night. And then I would work until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning every day. So I'm a little bit driven with this. And I don't want to sound like a total lunatic, but it's the whole almost dying thing. I had a blog for a quick minute before I got sick, but it was very, very small. And it was just essays about becoming a mom after having lost our first 3 pregnancies. I really enjoyed doing it. I've always been a writer and I love being a mom, but I also still needed an outlet for myself as a person. I didn't go back to work after my maternity leave because my salary couldn't offset the cost of daycare. And I've always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and a homemaker. So after my time in the hospital, my 5 bleakest months, and the almost 2 years of building myself back up and learning to live in a body that was very different from the one that I'd had before I got sick. I moved differently and digest food differently, and I process temperatures differently now. There are so many things. After I got used to all of that, at least somewhat, and got all of my weight off again, I kind of became obsessed with all of this, with the idea of helping people. Because I remember, I felt so alone in all the conflicting information about how to lose weight. And I felt so lost about everything I tried that didn't work, or I couldn't stick with it long enough to get all of my weight off. And that was the big thing that was missing when I looked around. Where was the help for people with the most weight to lose? Where was the help for people like I was? Diet and exercise or gastric bypass seemed to be the only options being brought to the table. And that's just not true. If you're still with me at this point, you've probably heard me going off on the diet and exercise myth. If you haven't, episodes 9 and 40 are good places to catch up, and we'll link them in the notes. And I got nothing against the surgeries, any of them. My issue is with the recidivism rate. If the surgeries were a permanent solution, there wouldn't be anybody who gained their weight back, and everybody who had the surgeries would lose all of their weight. But that's not the case. So my issue is when nothing is done about the underlying relationship with food, because that's the actual solution. Diets fail because they only deal with losing weight. And yeah, I get that that's kind of a critical piece here. But if you don't fix your relationship with food, how are you going to keep the weight off? And why are we only looking at the food itself? There has to be something else going on. What about the emotions that those foods are feeding? Isn't that maybe what we should be talking about, since we all have different foods that we use to feed those emotions? It isn't the food that's the universal part of the obesity crisis. It's the relationship with food. So when I looked around, all I could see were things being touted as solutions that didn't seem to me like they were going to solve anything. 6-week boot camps, you know, they're great if you've got 20 pounds to lose, 90 days or 6 months, fine. But what the hell is that going to do for you if you're going to need a couple of years to get a handle on your weight? How on earth is anybody supposed to get to the bottom of, you know, I don't know, their lifelong relationships with food in a couple of weeks or months? Where's the help for people like me? Well, I couldn't find any. So I decided to start there. I spent 4 years developing the program itself, breaking down everything I know about weight loss and shaping it into a cohesive and coherent series of lessons. And then I spent another full year creating the summaries and the workbooks. It comes out to a bargain basement minimum of about 11,000 hours. I think it's actually a lot closer to 20,000 hours. And when I did the math, I realized how crazy it might seem. But in that time, I've also built an Instagram following of 200,000 while putting out just around 1,000 pieces of content, most of it reels. I've launched this podcast, which you listen to in 90 different countries. I've published Disruptor, my weight loss workbook. I launched my YouTube channel. I put out my free guide to getting started for the last time, which has been used by thousands of you to begin changing your relationship with food so that you can get the weight off and keep it off. And I released my digital cookbook back a few weeks ago. All of that while developing a weight loss program unlike anything else out there. I'm not bragging, but I want you to know a couple of things. The program, my program, is a little different. It's actually a lot different, but I'm trying not to brag. And if you've been with me for a while, you probably already guessed that anything I come up with is going to have a particular slant to it. I've got a perfectionist streak a mile wide, which is why I went against almost all of the advice for course creators out there. And I didn't create the course as I went along, as the first group of people went through it. I'm cool with that model. It's a very efficient way to get information to the people who need it. I couldn't do that. Type A Aries couldn't do that. Instead, I spent 4 years drafting and editing and editing and editing just over 500,000 words. That's the first three Harry Potter books plus Order of the Phoenix. But it's what the program needed. It's what I think you need. I wanted to do things differently and not just come up with another Band-Aid. I wanted to really think it through and create something that could help people change their lives the way that I had. While I was doing that, once I had the first five pillars of the program written, I also started taking one-on-one clients. But I didn't make recordings of those sessions. Again, not because I have an issue with that style of coaching, but the nature of what I'm doing really lends itself to privacy. I feel like it demands privacy. I know this isn't everybody, but when I was losing weight, I didn't want to share that with anybody. So it's a personal thing, and I respect that. And I still don't make recordings of my sessions. What I've done with the online version of the program is deliver it to my camera the exact same way I do with my clients, just without having one actually there. And I've had a little bit of practice with talking to my camera with this podcast. The second difference I want to tell you about are the summary workbooks. First, though, I should probably tell you how it works. The program is a 53-week insanely intense weight loss course designed to permanently change your relationship with food so that you can get the weight off and keep it off. Just like with my one-on-one clients, the online program has a new module each week. You'll log into the classroom and every week a new module will have been added for you. Each module of the program has a video lesson, me giving you the information, kind of like this, and it has a summary workbook that I made completely without AI. I know I had the option of just loading the transcript for each week's lesson into the computer and have it generate a summary and a series of complimentary exercises or whatever. But here's the thing. I didn't spend all that time very carefully crafting this program to be something new and different, to hand it over to a computer program that bases its decisions on the information it finds on the internet, and then let it decide what the important parts were for you to really grab onto. Yeah, no, that kind of defeats the whole purpose. I'm pretty sure I'm the one who should decide. So I did. Each week has a summary that I wrote with what I think are the most important takeaways. And it has a workbook with checklists and tables and written exercises and charts for you to fill out that will help you to get to the bottom of your relationship with food. Ways to figure out the best time of day to eat, which foods you turn to for which emotional reasons. I've got 53 weeks and hundreds of pages worth of examples. Each module also has a video where I walk you through how to use that week's workbook and how to complete the written exercises. I hate fumbling my way through things, so I thought I would make it as easy for you as I could. And if you're thinking 53 weeks is too long for a weight loss program, a couple of things might be going on. You could be in denial about how long it actually takes to lose a significant amount of weight, or you don't have a significant amount of weight to lose. But keep in mind that significant is relative, and the toxic diet industry has done a brilliant job of convincing us that unless we're losing weight very fast, we're not doing it right. And that's not true. It might suck. Actually, it definitely does suck. But a pound to a pound and a half a week is good progress. I think it can be faster, especially if you've got a lot to lose like I had. I averaged 1.55 pounds a week. Roughly. I don't have exact week to week information, but I had weeks where I didn't lose anything and I had weeks where I gained, especially in the first 100 pounds. The 2.5 years it took to get it all off the first time didn't seem very long when I looked back on it after keeping the weight off for nearly a decade. It seemed very worth it. And that's why I wasn't afraid when I put it back on, right? Well, half of it anyway. I knew I could get it off and I did. Averaging a pound a week the second time. And it's been off for 6 years now. I obviously didn't have the program the first time, and I didn't have it the second time I lost my weight either. I was struggling with everything, and it was really hard with three little boys under three when I first got home from the hospital because I was still so physically weak, and I was still trying so hard to process what I'd been through. But doing that work, emotionally processing what I'd been through and trying to be meaning and value to the whole damn experience and, you know, losing the weight again, coupled with the way that I think about things, led me to the structure for the program and what's really my solution for extreme weight loss. I've mentioned that I'm a writer and I've thought of myself that way for a very long time, like since I was a little kid. It's what I went to school for. I love writing and I love reading. So I took a skill set from each of those and I used them to break extreme weight loss down. The whole it's not about the food. It's about your relationship with food problem, because that is the problem as I see it. The problem with the diet industry and the real problem when you're obese. From the writing side, I took the interrogative method that I learned as part of a journalism lesson. And from the reading side, I took something called close reading. I wanted to find the best way to break down what I knew about losing weight and changing your relationship with food. But it's a huge topic and I needed structure to be able to do that. So I broke it down the same way a journalist would: who, what, when, where, why, and how. But I changed the order and I added a sixth W. The solution to changing your weight and your relationship with food lies in those seven things, the program's seven pillars. What you eat is first and foremost. Your weight is a direct result of the food that you eat, but it's more than that. It's not just about the food, it's about your relationship with food. So what isn't just about the food that you're eating? That's only the concrete side of it. Abstractly, it's about the emotions behind your choices. Who you eat with matters, even if the only person you ever eat with is yourself. The relationships you have with other people and yourself are impacting the choices you're making with food. Your relationship with yourself is probably particularly troublesome. In the when pillar, I give you my formula for figuring out the best time of day to eat. A full system developed to learn the way of spacing your calories to ensure that you feel as satisfied as possible physically and emotionally. But we're going to go deeper too, because you have an emotional connection to the time that you eat. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a time on the clock or on the calendar. Where looks at concrete things like the best and worst places to eat and the ways your environment, the place you eat, impacts your choices and your overall relationship with food. Where you eat matters too. Abstractly, where looks at things like closet eating and the reasons behind some of the deepest food shame. The why pillar is huge because isn't that always the question? Why am I eating this? Why did I keep eating that? Why can't I just stop eating? Why is big because it needs to be. I use the how pillar to deliver as many tips, tricks, and shortcuts as I can. And to talk about the way how you eat is impacting your relationship with food. Because the choices you make about how you get the food into your body, the little rituals you might have around the way you eat, are absolutely informing your relationship with food and with your weight. The final pillar is my great differentiator. It isn't enough for you to learn how to get the weight off. it isn't enough for you to start to change your relationship with food. You need to learn how to see it through to the end and what to do once you get there so you don't gain the weight back. 85% of people who lose weight gain it back within 5 years, gaining an average of 25% more than what they weighed when they started. That makes me insane. I know exactly how hard it is to lose a lot of weight, and I completely understand why people give up when they've lost their weight a couple or a few or several times, and they just keep putting it back on. It makes sense to want to give up. The recidivism rate has cost me more sleep than my boys did when they were babies. I've said a lot that I can teach anybody how to lose weight in less than 5 seconds. I think it's probably less than 3, but I can, the nuts and bolts of weight loss. Eat fewer calories than you burn. Done. It takes me 53 weeks and 500,000 words to teach somebody how to get all their weight off and keep it off. And it's because of the recidivism rate, the 85%. That's why 12 out of 53 weeks are given to the what now pillar. Because that's the question, right? When you finish the 7-week boot camp or the 9-day detox or whatever it is, what now? What do you do now? And how the hell do you keep yourself going through 58 or 93 or 174 or 310 pounds? What now? You need support for a whole lot longer than that. 12 weeks. The last 12 weeks are totally devoted to what now. I need you to know what to do and feel good about it. Confident. I know I said this at the beginning when I was talking about not wanting any surprises, but I want to be very clear and speak very plainly. If you're not willing to track your calories, the program will not work. It won't. I've seen it happen with one-on-one clients. All the mindset work in the world to fix your relationship with food will not work and make you lose weight if you're not in a calorie deficit. I wish it would, but it won't. The program also isn't for anybody who isn't committed to the workbooks. They take time. More than anything, this is an investment of time into yourself. If your plan is just to watch the videos, put in the hour, and pick it up by osmosis, I can assure you that it won't work. I can also assure you that doing the work will be the most important step you take, and you'll never stop thanking yourself for having done it. I think it's probably fairly obvious that this isn't a quick fix. It's 1 year and 3 weeks of your life, and there's no fast forward. The modules are released one at a time, 1 week at a time, except for the 2 weeks around Christmas. There's no bait and switch here either. My philosophy doesn't change. It's the principles that you're familiar with, like spread, sprinkle, pour, and just less of it. Comfort, reward, and cope in the 3A way. I just really, really go into it. I'm not going to start telling you to, you know, just exercise all the time and cut out carbohydrates. It doesn't happen. I don't have supplements to sell you. I don't believe in telling anybody what to eat. There's no bait and switch. I do want to talk about pricing, because I want to be transparent, and it's something that I've really struggled with. I don't know what the cost will be. I'm still wrestling with it because I feel like I'm trying to dance an invisible line. So there's no big reveal at the end of today's episode. That's not going to happen. We know that less than 10% of people who sign up for free online courses actually complete them. We also know that the more someone pays, the more likely they are to complete it. People have to have skin in the game to feel motivated enough to do the work. And with weight loss, damn near everybody wants to quit at some point. So I feel like I'm up against that because I don't want anybody to quit. But the other side of that is I want the program to be accessible, and money is very relative. A small amount for one person can be a small fortune for somebody else. So I don't want it to be a hardship. I want it to be accessible, but at the same time, I need people to feel a pinch so that they're not going to give up on themselves. And I feel like that's probably nearly impossible to do given how relative money is. But I'm working on it, and I will have an answer when I release the program to the public on the 11th of May. Now, I know this hasn't been my usual podcast, but it's time to really let you in on what I've been up to. It's also getting harder to answer your emails and messages as quickly as I'd like. So thank you very much for your patience and your encouragement. I'm not here to make excuses, and I'm definitely not complaining. I'm super proud of myself for the work that I've done and for the program itself. I can't wait to get it out there and start helping as many people as I possibly can. My company name isn't an accident. I make a list every day of the things that I'm actively working on. And for years now, I've been putting these two same things on the list every day. Change the conversation about significant weight loss and create a new space for people with a lot of weight to lose. This is me doing that. This is me disrupting. And actually, it was my best friend of nearly 30 years who came up with the name when we were brainstorming one night. It was just instantly perfect. It totally fit with my mission to change the conversation and create a new space. And I can't do either one of those things on my own. So I'm very grateful to all of you for helping me to do them. A few weeks ago when I released the cookbook, I teased that when it came to announcements, the cookbook episode was like that cartoon with a little cat looking all proud of itself as everybody runs away in terror, but it can't see the lion that's standing behind it that they're actually running from. The program is my lion, and I am terribly allergic to cats, but I am very proud of this one. I'll be releasing more information on the program as we get closer to the 11th of May. So keep an eye on my website and my Instagram for updates. If you're feeling impatient and want to get a jump start on some of the program's principles, you can download a copy of my free guide to getting started for the last time through the link in the notes, or you can grab my weight loss workbook by heading to Amazon and searching Disruptor and my name, Charlotte Skaines. Next week, I'm back with a topic that not everybody on the team is happy about. That's okay, because we need to talk about it anyway. So I'm tackling denial, even though it's a little bit tricky. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything, and keep trying, keep tracking. Don't be intimidated and don't give up. You totally got this. Thank you for listening to Disrupting Obesity with Charlotte Skaines. If you know it's time to take back control, lose the weight and keep it off, reach out to me privately with a direct message on Instagram that says ready, so you can start disrupting obesity.